Everything works.
We're live. We're not broken yet.
Not yet. Well, all right.
Hello.
Then.
Speaking from the flooded basement of a skyscraper in New York.
Greetings, fellow humans.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't sure if it would work, but apparently it does. So, yay. I was earlier this afternoon after I got home from work, I started playing the one of the previous episode over the streaming just to make sure it worked. It ran for like an hour and a half. So,
woohoo!
Yeah, I know. I was thrilled.
Miguel's comment, sound!
Yep.
So what are we going to talk about?
I have no idea.
All kinds of shit. We have topics and everything.
Yeah, we have topics and everything.
I want to know how one gets a fire truck just because.
We'll get Chance's fire truck out of the way. I think maybe that's it. That could be a topic all on its own. How the hell did he get a fire truck?
And if you were to get a fire truck, what would you do with it?
Oh, God, are you kidding me? It'd be killdozer. Duh.
Fire truck kill
those. Is there any question? If I had a fire truck? Oh, you better believe.
Jay, walk over. Walk back over by your computer.
Oh, damn it. You better believe there would be spikes out of that. It looked like a porcupine. I'd be driving around looking for drunk doctors to run over. And friggin' dump trucks making U turn in the middle of the damn road.
Jay, are you doing this on purpose?
Yeah, he is.
I can't tell.
Yeah.
I have no clue on my end when this happens.
Yeah.
So it has absolutely no, I have no idea.
Are you on USB or Wi-Fi or Bluetooth? You're on USB?
Yeah. It's the exact same stuff I had last week.
Well, it sounds like crap now.
Congratulations, Jay. You broke it.
Yeah. It sounded pretty good last week.
Yeah.
Well, that's like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Did you do anything? I don't know. Hold on. Let me put it in the other US.
What is this button, Bill?
No, that was me just unplugging it because I'm pissed off at the stupid equipment. So is it now?
No.
Oh, it's so much better, Jay. Just tell him it sounds better.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Fuck it.
Actually, all right. We're down. It's down to just you and me, weird.
I can do it.
Can we bring this puppy in? I don't know.
I don't know. Goodness knows. I've just been. We had my nose buried in work all fucking week, so I don't know what's happened.
You've been eviscerating the rat population. Oh, speaking of the rat population. There was an interesting article that was right up your alley. Did you see the one about the poisoning the rats on the Galapagos?
Oh, I my wife sent it to me. I haven't had a chance to read it yet.
Like 160 million Norway and black rats are overrunning this one particular island in the chain, and they're dropping rat poison to kill them all because it's like one. They said it was one rat per square foot on the island.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's kind of just the big, I mean, that's what happened like to the dodos and all that stuff is just the moment rats get into a place where rats were never before, rats become the dominant species.
Yeah. Yeah. So they've come up with this rat poison that was developed by Bell Labs, apparently.
Huh.
And it tastes good to rats and horrible to everything else.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Those sort of systemic solutions tend to backfire.
Yeah. Plus,
but then again, just about everything tastes good to rats.
Yeah, that's the thing. How do you get the rats to? I mean, I'm sure a certain percentage of the population will eat the poison because you know, hey, but you know, it's not going to kill them all because they're rats. You can't kill them all.
No. No, it's the same thing with the feral hog population in Texas.
Right.
If all hunting restrictions have been lifted on feral hogs, and it's in Texas,
and they pretty much have,
yeah, and it's in we're talking about Texas here, and there's still feral hogs in Texas, there's never going to not be feral hogs in Texas.
Right. Yeah, good luck getting rid of all of them. All it takes is, you know, a breeding pair to staying alive and hiding somewhere. And
yeah. I'm kind of curious on, I mean, it just, is it the Siberian wolves or what the hell is like the natural predator of a pig?
People.
Well, no. I mean,
bacon.
That is.
Yeah, I don't know.
That is true, but people kind of make it worse because we don't want to just hunt them down and kill them. We want to keep them around and get them nice and fat and then kill them.
That's right.
But I'm wondering if it was like the Siberian wolves or I think pigs are natives of Eurasia.
I would think. I mean, everything likes to eat a good hunk of pork.
Yeah, I'm just wondering because essentially, I mean, pigs have they breed and reproduce like they're small animals, like rats.
Right.
I mean, they produce so many offspring, and the offspring all fucking live.
Right.
So to assume that
they can eat anything, yeah.
And they can eat everything, so it's not like they're particularly vulnerable to famine, and yet, that means that something must be picking them off like crazy. But I don't know. But what is?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Google knows.
Are you going to ask her? I'm not talking to her. me and the Google lady broke up.
Really?
No. No, I'm just lazy.
Oh.
All right, Miguel, call in. Where'd Jay go?
I don't know. I think he...
No, he's back online. Call him back.
Is he?
Looks like it.
Yeah.
We can always drunk dial Tarp.
Yeah. Miguel was supposed to be on Skype tonight, too, so...
I don't have a Skype account, so I don't know.
The wiki answers for sometimes reasons you can't trust the damn internet. The wiki answers says what are the natural predators of pigs, and the answer is monkeys and oranges.
Moon monkeys?
Monkeys and oranges.
Oranges, huh? Those oranges are fucking dangerous.
I love it. I love a good non sequitur.
Any better now?
Much better.
Okay.
Good job, Jay.
Excellent.
I grabbed an old mic and I beat it to death with a hammer as a lesson to the rest of my equipment.
Oh, well, that helps.
Hey, you know, what the hell? If the left can believe guns are totems and deodands, fuck it, so can my microphone.
The left can believe a lot of things.
Yep. Okay, so here's something a little more believable.
I don't know. I think I'm ready to believe the monkeys and oranges.
I like the monkeys and oranges. That was nice.
I want to see David Attenborough do a special on... oranges hunting feral pigs.
Predators of the grown hogs are humans, bears, packs of wolves, or dogs and panthers. The shoats can be taken by dogs, coyotes, bobcats, and medium-sized carnivores like raccoons and larger raptors. So,
I'm not believing that a shoat. Taken by a raccoon.
And apparently, according to this, shoats are also cannibalized by larger hogs. So they eat their own.
It bounces right off.
Oh, Jay.
Sorry, Alan.
Pops and clips supplied by JG.
Yeah.
What? I was popping and clicking before I started talking. So
you've got all the joy of an old LP.
I like those. Snap, crackle, pop.
Yeah, click, again, click. Not hearing anything.
You can't hear us?
No, I can hear you. I don't hear anything.
You can't hear yourself.
Pops, snaps.
Okay.
So, again, you know, it's like, if it sounds like crap, tell me it sounds like crap.
For those not aware, Jay is actually currently driving down the Massachusetts highway system with his mic hanging out the window, dragging on the road.
I got the ends of my trunk and the backs just kind of rattling around in the highway.
Yep.
Driving over the really bad back roads.
Well, we started talking about the rats on the Galapagos Island, and then we kind of segued into pigs, so...
I was disappointed to hear no talk of trebuchets, catapults, or potato guns. Because, you know, if there's anything we could use, it's a rat fired out of a potato gun.
It would work. Just need a nice sabot for them.
Yeah. Or, well, yeah, you can wrap them up in duct tape and yeah.
You can get some good range.
Compress them down to the right diameter.
And they're very compressible.
Yeah.
You could make like a 3/4 inch PVC and wrap them real tight.
Oh hell yeah.
Weird knows all about that.
As a matter of fact, I do.
Oh lordy.
But that's only because when working with rats, we've got things called rat restrainers, which are essentially little Lexan tubes that you stuff the rat into, and then you seal off one end and crank it down, and then the rat can't move, and then you can do things like give him injections and stuff without worrying about him deciding, you know what, this sucks, I'm going to bite you now.
You don't put little like muzzles on them or anything?
Little tiny rat muzzles.
Yeah.
No, you just stuff them in the rat compactor.
The rat compactor. Nice.
That's what I call it. I mean, it's hilarious because it's just nothing but like fur, feet, and eyes in his tube. Doesn't really make a whole lot of sense.
And the nuts sticking out the end. Right?
Nuts and tail sticking out the end.
Nice.
Jason Kerr has the right idea. What would happen if you fed rats Tannerite?
I actually got to imagine that the rats would probably digest it. And then...
Yeah, that's what I think. Anything that's carbon based, they're going to digest.
Yeah. Again, they'd have explosive poops.
You'd have to force feed it to them enough, and then shoot them before their digestive system worked.
Shoot them really, really quickly.
Yep.
Although rats 2-2-3 would work just great.
Yeah.
Ideal. Ideal. We see what it does to prairie dogs.
Feet and feet of entrails just sticking right out.
Yep.
I made his insides outside.
Why haven't you posted that picture on your blog yet, Jay?
I'm working on it. It's going to be part of the write up for the coyote.
Because we got to get PETA pissed at you.
Don't. What did PETA just do? Oh, fudge.
They did the possum drop.
Yes. I'm like, I just posted it.
Yeah. They said, oh, no, you can't put a possum in a box and then slowly lower it down to the ground because that's cruel somehow.
Yeah, you can kill it. You can kill it, no problem. But don't you dare put it in a box. You'll scare them.
Yeah.
What's a possum drop?
It's this thing they do in North Carolina, apparently. It's like the, you know how they do the ball drop in...
It's Hillbilly New Year.
Yeah, exactly. They put a possum in a box and then lower it.
I'm reading the story and I'm like, could you possibly be any more stereotypical? We're gonna stick a possum in a box. And
now here's the question: what do you do when the possum gets down to the bottom? Do you let him go, or do you bake him into a pot?
They actually let him go.
Yeah, all right.
And Peter filed an injunction because it's an unauthorized zoo. That's the tactic, the legal tactic they took, was that you can't show off wild animals like that. It's against apparently the state regulations.
Well,
it'd be perfectly
fine
to kill them because they're a nuisance.
Wow.
But you can't trap them.
What really gets me laughing is that PETA's demanding an investigation on the hospital in New York that lost their entire rat colony due to the flooding.
Yeah,
they're, and it's one of those things of the why would they store them in the basement? Easy, because if you store them in the basement, it's harder for animal rights activists to find out where your lab is.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine that.
I mean, I've worked in dozens of animal research facilities, and every single one of them, you would not have any idea of where it is and what's going on.
Yeah, it's in a blank building with no signage, and you know.
Yep, all the access control doors. It's either in a windowless basement or it's on the top floor of a building.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about this?
Yeah, don't get me started on PETA, guys.
Hey, kids, guess what time it is? It's Squirrel Report time. Thursday, November 15th, 2012. Did y'all hear music that time?
We did.
Cool.
Play it again.
I'm not going to play it again.
Beware the Ides of November.
I do have some really awesome sound effects, though, that I was playing with before the show.
Give us a teaser, Alan.
No, stay away from the sound effects, Alan. Okay, that's enough.
Well, geez, Alan, that's about as queer as a $3 bill.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow.
I think we had that one, but we had it on cassette.
I just created that from a bunch of different sound effects.
Did you?
Yeah.
I made it in my basement.
On the fly, no less.
Wow. That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just for weird.
So I'm curious, Alan. Why did you feel that November 15th was the time to make a Halloween moon music sound effect?
Because it sounded cool.
Seemed like the thing to do at the time.
Yep. Yeah, it was either that or gunfire sounds. So.
I like those.
Yeah. Well.
That's
anyway,
what I'm doing this weekend. I'm going to shoot some stuff.
We had topics. I guess I had to start the phone thing, so in case somebody wanted to call in.
That's right. Our call-in topic. Get off my lawn.
Yep. I don't know what the hell happened to Rita.
Alan, what's your get off my lawn story? Oh! I see Brita's online.
There's Brita. Speaking of the devil.
Speaking of get off my lawn.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn and stop stealing my wood, you bastard.
Alan, is your get off my lawn having the state of Texas secede from the Union?
that would be nice, but no. There's Brita.
Hello.
Hello.
I heard there was jackhammers.
Yeah, there have been jackhammers in my basement. That's only the latest craziness that's been happening in my life. So,
I've heard that you have to feed your cats with a pool skimmer while they're stuck to the ceiling.
is jackhammers in your basement kind of the opposite of bats in your belfry?
I guess so. Worse. So what's going on? I'm sorry I'm late.
Yeah, well, actually, we've just been milling around. We haven't really started.
Are Rita, we streaming?
I mean, we've just been jabbering and not accomplishing anything.
I don't think we should start until at least 10:15.
No.
I know this is going to come as a surprise, but I had problems with my mic.
Yeah,
I know.
Jay had,
I know it's shocking.
Jay had mic problems.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Is everybody behaving themselves then? Is
not me.
No. No. Not really.
We're talking about
I fell asleep. Kids. I'm really sorry. I don't know what happened. We were watching a Netflix, and
that's what happened.
Well, we were watching a show on Netflix, and I don't know, it was full of food, and the cat was here, and it was nice and warm, and I put my head down, and then I woke up, I was like, oh, shit.
You started without me. You missed your wake-up jackhammer.
I guess I did.
I'm guessing you won. Sorry, my son is parading around the house with his arms over his head in the touchdown configuration.
The touchdown configuration.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's playing Madden 12, so he's... Okay, Joe, hello. Hi. 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 Okay.
Yes. Hi, yes. Daddy's on the air.
And, hi. Right. Remember we talked about this?
That's funny.
Yeah. So anyway, we did have topics. Since Brita's here... Let's get the get off my lawn out of the way so people can call in about it.
Oh, God. Okay. Did you say that this is the call-in topic this week?
Yes, we were just talking about that when you showed up. So,
okay. I don't even know where to start. My life has been like a complete and utter shitstorm for the past 3 weeks. But, you know, there are moments of absurdity and, you know, it's like... I don't know. Anyway, so what day was it? Tuesday, I think. I can't remember. Anyway, Monday maybe, they took my tree down. We had this giant tree in our front yard. Okay, let me just start. We had giant silver maple in our front yard. And it's about 30 years old. And as maple trees are wont to do, it was in my basement and in the sewer line and had... you know, spread its little roots everywhere and clogged everything up and basically just an evil tree in my front yard. So we decided, well, not even we decided, we had to get it cut down because they were replacing the sewer line. So the tree came down and I went to work and they had started cutting the tree down and I came home from work and hey, the tree was down, you know, yay. And then, there was like pieces of the tree still in the yard, kind of like big branches, whatever. And, I didn't think anything of it. And the guy came by, after the tree guys, the guy came and ground out the stump and no more tree. And I thought, oh good, they're done for the day, whatever. So a little while later, I hear chainsaws in my front yard, a chainsaw in my front yard. I was like, what is going on? And I look out my window and there's my neighbor who lives across the street from me, and he's in my yard chainsawing my wood.
With a chainsaw. You know, a lot of people would consider a chainsaw a deadly weapon.
He's a very nice man, and we've been here a long time, and he's never been a problem. You know, he's been great up until now, you know?
Until there was wood involved.
Until there was free wood involved, apparently. And so I went out and I was like, what are you doing? And he said, I made a deal with the guy. I was like, wait a minute. You made a deal with the guy that I paid to cut down my tree? You know, it was like one of those. And he was like, he was kind of not grasping the concept that the wood that was on my property was my property and didn't belong to him. And he said, well, they were going to take the wood to the dump. And I said, well, that's none of your business what happens to my wood. You know, it's wood. I can do whatever the hell I want with it. He just was not grasping the concept.
Did you offer to sell him a different neighbor's car, too?
I just, it was so strange to me. And I was like, okay, well, you know, after that, I was like kind of thinking, well, it was just kind of a misunderstanding, no big deal. I'll let it go. And I told him, I specifically told him that day, I said, you know, if you want to come onto my property and do things, you're going to need permission first. I know this is like, you know, a simple concept, right? You know, hey, it's not yours. You
simple
need to
concepts
have permission.
Have been known to elude people.
That's very strange.
Yeah, but this guy's like a liberal. So, you know.
Oh, in that case, simple concepts are well beyond his grasp.
I explained to him, you know, I'm not real comfortable with, I'm having boundary issues here, you know, and this is my property and you're on my property and you're cutting up my property on my property. You know, what is the problem here? And I was basically like, you know, this is mine. You need to ask permission first. And I didn't think anything more of it. I was like, okay, it's a misunderstanding. I'll let it go. Whatever. The next day, I had the day off of work. And I'm sitting in bed. And I'm reading. I think I was on the internet or whatever. And I thought, I heard this noise outside. It was like a thunk, thunk, thunk noise. And I was like, what is going on out there? And I look out the window from the second story. And there's my neighbor again. And he's on my front walkway in front of my house, again, on my property. And he had apparently seen, like, there was a big chunk of the tree trunk left. And he, you know, apparently found this irresistible, you know, couldn't help himself. He needed this piece of tree trunk. I don't know. So he's on my front walkway and he's got an axe. And, like, you know, the little metal wedge thing when you split up wood, and he's a splitting wedge.
Yeah.
Splitting. You're right. And so, wow. He's sitting at my front, he's standing in my front walkway and he's, you know, chopping away at this piece of tree trunk with an axe. And at first I looked out the window and I'm thinking, oh, fuck it. You know, let him have it. If it's that big of a deal and if it's just going to be an issue, let him have it. And then I thought, no, damn it. That's mine. You know, I started getting really
Sabrina reaches for the M1 Garand.
Oh my God, please. And so I started getting really mad and I was looking out the window at him and I waited until he had gotten the wood in his wheelbarrow. He had brought a wheelbarrow. He got the wood in his wheelbarrow and had wheeled the wheelbarrow out to the sidewalk and was heading back towards his house. And at that point I banged on the window and his face, it was really funny because the whole time I was watching him, he was kind of looking around furtively thinking, you know, it kind of looked to me like he was somebody, you know, it looked like somebody who was trying to sneak something or get away with something. His whole body language. And then, you know, he got the wood out to the sidewalk and was heading home and I banged on the window and he looked up in surprise and,
oh shit.
Hi. You know, I waved to him and
I'm sure your cats are giving you the exact same look when they have their head in the garbage.
I opened the window and I was like, good morning. What are you doing? So, you know, it just progressed from there and the whole neighborhood must have heard me like ripping him a new one. But the entire time it was like he had this whole like mental block about private property. You know, this is, you're on my property cutting up my wood and taking it to your house. It doesn't belong to you.
Hey, Brita, you know what? I think your neighbor's got some nice land and that land would be ideal for emptying your cat boxes.
He has a tree in his front yard. I think I'm going to go cut it down.
Yeah, there you go.
Cut down his tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a lovely little like crab apple decorative tree. I'm going to go cut it down and take the wood. But it was
ooh,
so
that's
strange.
Good to smoke.
I was just going to say that might be good for smoking. Yeah.
You have a smoker, Brita.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
And you just mentioned that he has apple wood.
Crab
yes,
apple.
He does.
You just tell him you made a deal with somebody else.
Yeah, made a deal with the guy. Yeah.
Some guy. So it ended up I ended up calling the police and having the police go over and explain to him because apparently like my explanation of property rights didn't stick. So I thought, well, if I call the police, maybe they'll, you know, drive the idea home.
I'll give you a hint, Brita. They didn't.
No, I know. It just is
still.
So strange.
I like the tell them the cops' reaction because that's funny.
Well, I called the police and I didn't call the emergency number or anything. I talked to the dispatcher and she couldn't believe it. She was like, wait a minute, wait. He came back the next day after you had told him specifically not to, you know, that he needed permission. I said, yeah, I don't know. My thinking is that there was no car in the driveway. So he probably thought nobody was home.
Sure.
Yeah.
He figured, yeah. That's why he was looking around furtively, you know, doing the whole.
Yeah, this is a really fucked up story.
Thing.
Yeah, I know.
All right, look, I'll say right now from a slightly different angle is My father's burned wood all his life for heat, and so because of this, he's got massive wood piles out behind his house. And people make note of these. And so it's like every other year, it seems, about someone will draw, you know, my dad will be outside, you know, doing yard work, and someone will come by and say, "Hey, I got some wood here. You interested?" And what it is it's tree removal services. And what happens is they go and remove a tree. They charge the person for their labor of removing the tree, and then they also charge them for the dump fees.
Yep.
To go take it to the dump. And then what they do is then they go drive around the neighborhood past all the houses that have wood piles and see if they can see anybody milling around their yard, or go up and ring a doorbell and say, "Hey, you interested in taking some wood?" And if the person has some wood, they go and they dump it in their yard. That person gets free wood, and we've got tons of really, really good wood that way.
Well, I don't try to sell it to them. That's what I'd do.
No. They've already made their money from it.
They could make more. I'd be like, "Hey, man, want to buy some wood?
I got a quart of wood.
They've never attempted to sell it to Dad because it's worked out great for them. Yeah. They just pull it in the driveway and dump it right in the middle of the fucking driveway. You know, it's still a bunch of work for us because we still got to split it. We still got to haul it up to the wood pile.
Ah, okay. But, it's not chopped already.
No. It's not chopped.
Can't beat free wood.
Oh no! It's fantastic. Dad loves it. But they've already made their money because they've already charged the person to go haul it to the dump. And if they don't haul it to the dump, that dump fee goes right in their pocket. So they're happy.
Right. Well, But
it's one of those. I've never heard of somebody like. I bet his first story is bullshit because I've never. I mean, especially a tree removal service, and I assume this isn't some bush league. Jethro's tree removal service.
Yeah.
These people are all bonded and insured.
Yeah.
They get crazy insurance because those trees can tip over and crush houses.
Right.
And so they've got crazy insurance. So they know everything about property rights.
Right.
And so it was probably something similar to the, "Hey, what are you guys going to do with the wood?" "Well, we're going to haul it off to the dump."
Yeah.
"Oh, you think I could use it?" They'd probably say, "Well, you're going to have to talk to Mrs. Alice or her lovely, EMP husband to get their permission."
No, I mean, that was my, I tried to explain to him, if you want to make a deal with someone, you have to make the deal with me.
Because
I paid those guys to put that wood in my yard,
Or at least make the deal through them if you want to be like a total
or something.
And not want to talk. At least say, "Can you ask her if it'd be okay?"
Yeah, I don't, whatever.
Check yes or no for if you want me to take your wood away.
But really, the issue was not the wood for me.
Of course.
Because, frankly, if he had asked permission first, I would have given him all the wood for free. Here, take it. I don't care, but the issue for me was I asked him specifically the first day, "Do not come back on my property and do things without my permission." And he came back and was, hacking away with an axe at wood on my front walkway the next day without asking permission. And I said to him, I said, "Well, I told you you needed permission." And he said, "Well, you guys weren't home last night and I didn't see Mike this morning." I was like, "Well, then you came over anyway? Really?" It just seemed like the whole story, it seemed like he had a compulsion. Like, "Oh my God, free wood. I need to have that wood." It was strange. I don't know.
And did he not think that you would, you wouldn't notice that the wood was all gone?
I know.
Brita, you would just come home and be like, "Wow, didn't there used to be something on my lawn?"
Yeah.
Apparently it evaporated.
And also he tried to pass it off. He tried to pass it off when I busted him. His initial reaction was, "Well, I really didn't think Mike would want to deal with this big piece of wood, so I was gonna cut it up for you." And I was like,
you cut
it up for us and put it in your wheelbarrow.
Useless money lying around.
We're taking it to your house. So, but really, it came down to I was shouting out the second story window, "Get off my lawn!"
Nice.
I did, and the whole neighborhood probably thinks I'm
get off my lawn.
Excellent. Crazy.
You're not supposed to yell. You're just supposed to hold the M1 Garand.
That's right. if anybody's got a good get off the lawn story, you can call and tell us about it. It's 214-530-0036.
Alan was just about to tell us his when you came on,
Brianna. Actually, you know, to best of my knowledge, I don't have a good get off my lawn story, but I have been told many times to get off someone else's lawn.
Alan, have you been stealing free wood?
Mostly when I was a kid.
Were you the kid who was stealing apples or something?
No. But
I was radios.
But. No, we were the kids that would be running up and down the streets playing and stuff, and people would be like, you know, get out of my yard.
So, yeah, I've had that too.
Yep. Hey, we got callers. Look at this.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
And we got MDev. Hello, MDev. I don't know if you wanted to talk to us or just listen, but.
No, I want to talk to you. I actually have a good get off my lawn story.
Cool.
Cool.
So, about 2.5 years ago, my wife and I had just moved into our new house. We actually weren't married at the time. We were just, you know, living and staying, type thing.
But, that's the best kind.
I'm telling Jesus.
Oh, yeah. All right. Don't worry, my Italian grandmother already did. I'm just kind of mowing around the backyard, and I'm, you know, mowing the lawn and doing this and doing that. And as I'm kind of back and forth between the front yard and the backyard, I see this couple, husband and wife or man and woman or whatever, possibly also living in sin, I don't know, walking door to door. But I thought it was weird that, like, they didn't have anything in their hand. They didn't have any paperwork or Bibles or, you know, whatever. I couldn't figure out what they were doing. So they come up to my front door, and they ring the doorbell. And then they, like, repeatedly ring the doorbell. And I can hear the doorbell inside the house, you know, even though I'm outside. So I come around the back gate, and now I'm behind them. And just at the top of my lungs, I go, "What the fuck is wrong with you people?" And they turn and they look at me, and they're like, "Oh, we're so sorry, sir." And they start trying to ramble about some church or something. And I go, "I swear to God, if you wake my baby up, I will personally bury you."
Oh, my gosh.
And they go, "Oh, my gosh, we are so sorry. We don't mean to wake the kids." And then the husband goes, "Well, aren't you going to wake the kids?" And I go, "That's my problem."
Nice.
And they kind of scampered off the lawn. And my wife, I didn't go in, and my wife goes, "What was that all about?" I go, "I don't know. Somebody was knocking on the door and wanted to save us or whatever." She goes, "Well, I don't know that you needed to yell at them like that." I go, "But now they'll tell their friends and they won't come back."
Smart move.
Bingo. The guy's a madman. Stay away.
Stay away.
Yeah, I'm sure the neighborhood is saying that about me this week.
Stay away from the crazy people.
What is with that woman screaming out her second-story window at the nicest guy in the neighborhood? Yeah.
Don't steal her wood.
That's right.
Don't steal my wood.
That's right, damn it.
Get off my
hands off. Hands off.
Well, I got to say that technique, unfortunately, doesn't work as well as you might think, because I have to date had to tell the Comcast solicitors to get the fuck off my property, direct quote, twice now. It's only been twice, though. It's been over a year since the last time I've told one of them to get the fuck off.
Yeah, but that's Comcast. They're exceptionally stupid.
Yeah.
Maybe I should kill one of them and hang them out front.
Heads on pikes.
That might not help.
Heads on pikes. Best no trespassing sign ever.
After I had that little outburst, I don't really know what provoked me, because I'm not normally that kind of person. I kind of fought back, and I go, "Yeah, telling the guy I'm going to bury him probably probably isn't the best, you know. if God forbid I ever get involved in a tough fence situation and a neighbor heard me or something, you know. So since then, I've kind of had to calm myself down. But I will also say I haven't been trying to be saved in a long time at the house, you know. So word must be getting around the ministry here.
Excellent.
I gotta say, yeah, the Jehovah's Witnesses don't stop by when you answer the door at, like, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning with a horrible hangover and start blowing cigarette smoke in their face.
Oh yeah, that's the worst. I should just keep a whatever one of those crappy the cigars, not the cigarellos, but they're like fat, like a regular cigar would be, but they just smoke more than any flavor or whatever. I should keep one of those by the door, ready to light it up and catch a cig. What do you need? Doing my best Ron White, you know, scotch in one hand, cigar in the other.
Yeah, that only works if you're naked.
Well, that could be arranged. Fuck that. That's easy. And you know what? If I'm naked and still open carrying, that might work better.
That's right.
Now that's a really good idea, is actually, if they come and actually start giving you some religious literature to read, you give them some transgendered pornography.
Yes. Yes.
Just a swap.
Let's talk about Jesus. Oh, all right.
Okay.
Thanks, MDev. That's a good one.
Hey, by the way, is your shoutcast actually working?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
I had nothing to do with it.
Well, hey, if it's working, take credit for it. Yeah. Blame somebody else when it fails, but take credit when it works.
Yep, it's working harder than an Ohio lumber thief.
Oh, by the way, real quick, Rita.
Yes.
I work right near the airport, so people are always traveling in from wherever, and I ask, you know, where they're from and where they're traveling, and I get a bunch of people from Ohio today, and
uh-oh.
I just say, oh, yeah, I got friends in Willoughby, and I just announce it to the public, even though I don't even know what major city. Are you closer to Cleveland or Cincinnati?
We're near Cleveland.
Oh, okay. Well, I just start announcing. I'm like, hey, I know a town in Ohio.
It's famous.
On the internet.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Famous on the internet.
Thanks, MDev.
Yep.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
And, oh, crap, we had another caller, but they hung up.
Do we even...
It was Gus Avocado.
Since I came in late, did you all, like, discuss the other topics, or...
No, we waited for that.
Oh.
We really did kind of fuck around.
We talked about rats on Galapagos and predators of pigs and some other stuff and Jay's crappy mic. And we had just started talking about the get off my lawn thing because we figured we'd do the call-in topic first so people could
call in. Actually, we're about the tortoises on the Galapagos and their eggs getting eaten by rats.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
Like, I don't have enough to worry about. Now I have to worry about the tortoises on the Galapagos.
Though, Alan, we should give Breed a little trivia question. Breed, do you know what the natural predators for pigs are?
Natural predators for pigs.
That's right.
Are we talking feral pigs?
Yes.
Yes.
Like the big, scary, fucking...
Yes.
Hogs that run around wild?
Yes.
Yep.
I would say not much of anything, really.
Well, according to the internet, it's monkeys and oranges.
What?
Monkeys?
God, snorted.
And oranges.
According to the wiki answer page, the natural predators of pigs are monkeys and
tigers.
Oranges.
No, not tigers.
That's just, you know, don't believe everything you read on the internet.
Don't believe me.
Monkeys and oranges.
So. Hey, Benjamin Franklin once said, all quotes on Wikipedia are correct.
That's right.
Don't believe everything.
Hey, Gus is calling back. Let's take his call.
Hey, Gus.
And it's Gus Avocado.
Hi, Gus Avocado.
How's everybody?
great.
I was on hold before, but
yeah,
my glass was empty, and I'm like, oh, that is a tough decision. Should I stay on hold and maybe sober up, or then I just wasn't willing to take that kind of chance, you know?
Yeah, that's good, but, good decision.
The best, the absolute best staying off the lawn is, because it's amazing, once, if you have a daughter that hits teenage years, then you'd be surprised the shit that will blow up on your lawn. It's absolutely amazing.
I don't want to hear this.
So
you got what, Alan, another year?
Yeah. You know, she's like at soccer practice or whatever, and you know, it's like you come home from work, and there's like a couple guys waiting there, and so you go, what the hell are you doing here? And, of course, I try to keep a reputation as the craziest dad they know. You know, I mean, and I didn't, I do, because, and they all think I'm batshit crazy. Like, I'll come up, at my workshop downstairs, and it's a tri-level, so I'll come up to the area where they all hang out, because they think that it's separate from us, and we don't know, but they don't realize we can hear everything they say through the heat register. And, so I'll be coming up, and, you know, 11 o'clock, it's boys go home. And, so I'll just come up, not miss a step, and go, glad you boys stop by, time to go. And then on the halfway up the stairs, I'll hear somebody behind, is he serious? And then one of her friends, it's a girl, go, oh, yeah, he's serious. So I'm like, mission accomplished. But so I come into, you know, and these are not, let's just say these are not the friends that I think that, you know, we all have ideas of the perfect friend. I mean, we all want, like, you know, chess club and people that someday will hopefully be in a position to, you know, have a network, and the only network these people are going to have will be like in a cell block. So,
and more importantly, like, oh, not having sex with your daughter.
Exactly, because you know, I mean, it was different when I lived in the country, because I thought, I mean, you could just ask me at random, I could give you 12 places I'd put a body that nobody'd ever find it. But when you get in the city, it's just like, holy shit, well, what do you do? What do you do with it? I come into the driveway and they're all like, leaning in the driveway, and says, you know, what are you doing here? Oh, we're friends of insert daughter's name here. I'm like, oh, I suppose you think that'll make it harder for me to kill you.
Yes.
And they're like, and I just keep walking to the front door, and pretty soon they pull out, and you know, it's amazing, you know, and of course it takes about three or four days before they feel the urge to broach the subject. Is your dad really crazy? And of course, I mean, she knows. I think she knows the drill, and she says I'm crazy because she knows that's what I'm trying to, the image I'm trying to project. Or she might really think I'm crazy, but it's like, yeah, he's really strict. Which strict is like teen speak for crazy, which is good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I like the fact that they equate those two. But then again, you know, I was the guy on the lawn because where I grew up, there was an apple orchard nearby that, you know, provided much free produce for the vast majority of my formative years. And then they bought a couple of Dobermans. And so so it wasn't free produce anymore. It cost you, like, whatever, a pack of the cheapest hot dogs that they carried at the local grocery store, you know. So it was, like, 80 cents for, like, 12 bushels of apples, which was still, I thought, a pretty good deal. I mean, the economics worked out. And then they had melons too, in this place called Muscatine, Iowa, a big sandy area. They grew melons. So, you know, we'd do the pickup truck and two guys jump off the back, you fill the ditch, and the truck comes back, you fill it up. And, those guys would actually, I don't know if they'd actually shoot at you, but they would shoot, you know, and at that point, you're not really in the mood to check the leak. So you're like, I think there's a field down the road that's a little easier, you know, but, so yeah, the old, get off the lawn, you know, I've been on both sides of the equation, and part of it is just the respect thing. You know, it's my property, and I'm a gracious host to anybody who's invited. And if you're not invited and don't care to ask for invitation, then you know I become a different fella, and he's not as nice as the guy in scenario A, which kind of sounds like Brita.
Kinda.
Yeah.
So. Well, yeah, and firewood people are crazy. Once, in fact, I've got a wood burner. I mean, I'm in Wisconsin. It's both like, you know, 27 below zero, all but maybe part of August. And and so, you know, firewood, you know, somebody cuts down a tree, you're like, ooh, what you going to do with that, you know? So, I mean, I kind of understand. Well, this guy, does he burn wood like in a fireplace, or is this like just backyard firing, or what's the deal? Did anybody even figure it out, Rita?
Uh-oh.
What happened?
I don't know.
Lock one.
Oranges.
But.
I suspect it was just the lure of something free.
That's true. You know, free attracts a lot of folks. But anyway, so now I've been on the giving and receiving end of get off my lawn. So I like the giving in better because, you know, and I'm going to make a great crazy old man. I mean, I've been practicing a very long time. I think by the time I hit, another 10 years, I'll have it perfected. I mean, because it's a very narrow band. You got to be crazy enough so people don't mess with you, but not crazy enough to lock you up. And, you know, you got to kind of bounce from line to line. But anyway, that's all I know of value, and there's not much there of value. But pleased to talk to Squirrel Report, and we will catch up with you guys later.
All right. Thanks for calling, Gus.
Right. Also, Gus, when in doubt, if you're out walking about, keep your arms out. That makes it harder for them to throw a net over you.
Oh, Lord.
Brilliant. Hadn't thought of that. All right, guys. Out here.
And that call-in number, 214-530-0036.
Okay, so weird. What's your get off my lawn story?
My best one has essentially just been for door to door solicitors. Is I just stick my head out. If they're the religious people and specifically if they have literature, I actually welcome them with open arms because I fucking love that shit. But, I got a huge collection of the Watchtower.
Play the Song of Your People?
I've been known to, but specifically is Comcast. Comcast likes to come knock on my door, and Jay, you're a Comcast subscriber. I was once a Comcast subscriber. I'm never going back to those pig fuckers. And if they come on my property, as soon as they identify themselves as Comcast, their persona non grata, my only word for them is get the fuck off my property. But that's the best. I did have an instance where as a young child I walked to my elementary school, and someone discovered that if you cut through this person's yard, you could get there like you could shave a huge chunk of time off of the walk, you know, and huge chunk of time for you know a 7 year old. That's serious business, and I thought we were the happiest person on earth, and you know, then suddenly the guy started showing up and telling us to you know, get the hell out of there and scaring us off. And I told my folks about it. I'm like, God, this sucks. I mean, it's a great shortcut, and this guy's not letting us use it. And they're like, yeah, it's his property. And I went, oh, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, imagine that.
At age 7, I learned a lesson that Brita's neighbor is incapable of learning.
Brita's neighbor still hasn't grasped.
I'm going to have to move. I can barely make out the show here. Uh-oh. I know. I don't know what's going on.
With Jay.
The sound is very poppy. Like.
Oh, that's Jay.
He's, pop, 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 yeah, pop. I can barely make out the show.
Jay's putting a lot of pops and hisses and cracks onto the thing with his.
That was my internet.
Substandard microphone.
Oh, by the way, I've got a state on air. Radis posted a pic. Has posted a theme of posters of Weird Beard's Brothel and Machine Gun Emporium, and he has a great picture of a nude little person who is carrying a Krinkov, which is really fucking hilarious.
No.
Nothing is better than a midget carrying a subcompact AK because it looks like a full-size AK.
That's nice. Okay.
All righty. On that note, that call-in number, 214-530-0036. Call in, please.
All right, but Jay... Since you are the craziest sumbitch of all of us, and best been known, and since you're the child of law enforcement, probably the most frequently on the wrong side of the law, what's your get off my lawn stories? And notice I said plural, because I know there ain't just one.
Yeah, there's a couple dozen. But the one that sticks out the most was was an apartment dweller. We lived in a cheap little two-bedroom apartment in kind of a dumpy town with a nuclear reactor in it. Just kind of throwing it out there. Seabrook. Weird knows Seabrook.
I know Seabrook. Pitts.
The phone book has three last names in it. That's all. But anyway, and the appeal was twofold. It was halfway in between. I was going to UNH at the time, and my wife was working in Mass. And it was dirt cheap. It was like $500 a month for a two-bedroom with heat and hot water included. It was ridiculously cheap. Unfortunately, because it was cheap, there was a wide variety of characters that cycled in and out of the apartment complex. And for a while, diagonally across the hall from us, we had a freelanced, unlicensed pharmaceutical distributor. And he got it into his head that I was the one that called the cops, even though I didn't. I could care less. So he comes about 11 o'clock at night, pounding on my door.
The fuck you doing calling the cops? The fuck's wrong with you? I'll fucking kill you, man.
Pound, 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 pound. Just walked over. Got my Ruger out of the drawer.
Nope. Oh.
You know, 357 magazine in the barrel. What?
Jay's become illegible.
Ah, damn it.
Maybe Jay has that electrical thing.
Maybe.
That Mike has. Does your watch work usually, Jay?
My watch works all the time. The same setup worked last week just fine. And
How about your chainsaw?
Well, the chainsaw wasn't really a get off your lawn. That was just a, you know, you don't threaten me with a chainsaw when I'm carrying a 38. It just doesn't.
No. Work. Oh, God.
Your chainsaw is a melee weapon.
Somebody brought a chainsaw to a gunfight?
Brought a chainsaw to a gunfight.
You know, it was really funny. I was telling my boss the whole wood story. And she's very kind of liberal, but she's kind of weird about the gun thing. Like, she has told me, she's like, you know, I'd feel safer if you were allowed to carry at work, Brita. Like, I'd be her bodyguard or something, you know.
She doesn't realize she'd be the first to get one in the back if somebody came in shooting, right?
Anyway, so, you know, I was telling her about the situation, and I told her I called the police just because, you know, neighbor-type disputes tend to escalate and get weird pretty easy. So I called the police just to kind of, you know, and she said, well, yeah, it could have escalated. What if he had had a gun? And then she, you know, she goes, what if he had had a gun? And then she stopped it and she goes, wait, you have a gun. I was like, I know.
Yeah.
And if he had had a gun, then she wouldn't have had to call the police.
I know. The problem is
solved. Now Brita owns a chainsaw and a wheelbarrow.
Yeah. And the wood's all cut up. You wait till he's done.
Yeah.
Oh, Jay sounds better now. So you reach for your gun. You reach for your Ruger in the drawer.
I just walked. I opened up the door with the Ruger in my hand. I didn't point it at him, but I had it in my hand.
Jay has a problem. So therefore, this Ruger has an 18-inch barrel on it. Jay likes to do long-distance silhouette shooting, but he only likes to do it from contact distance.
I like to leave powder burns, thank you. And, yeah, he took off running down the hall.
Nice.
And moved out, like, by the end of the week. And I just found it humorous. I'm, you know, you're like Mr. Badass Drug Dealer. And, you know, I didn't even point it at him. I mean, it's not like I threatened him with it. I just tapped my hand.
Well, Jay, to be fair, most drug dealers do have a strong allergy to bullets.
I think that's pretty universal. Hey.
The second one.
Hang on, hold that thought, Jay. We got Miguel calling in.
Oh, we got callers.
Well, this is a good time. It's top of the second hour, so we should bring up the topic.
The topic. Hey, Miguel.
Hey, Miguel. Hello.
Can you hear us?
Hey.
Oh, no. It's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes. May my lack of sleep with you people.
Help us, Obi-Wan. You're our only
hope. No, you got to say it right. It's Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes.
I have a little landscaping business in Planet Patatouille.
Chewie.
Oh, God.
Am I speaking with Princess Breya of the Planet Cinnabon?
Yes.
Planet Cinnabon, yes.
How you doing? Good evening, Princess.
Oh, God.
You have there Mr. Han Solo, the guy who uses a lot of lotion at night.
That's, yeah, Han Solo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor Solo guy.
Oh, God. We missed you last week, Miguel.
Yes, we did.
I beg your pardon?
We missed you last week.
I work nights, and Thursday and Friday are my Saturday and Sundays. And
oh,
I usually
perfect.
Do the stupid thing of not take, you know, coming back from work and sleeping on Thursday.
Yes.
So it's like I sound like an idiot. You know.
No. It's funny because this week I'm the one who fell asleep.
Yeah. Wait. You guys got me out of character. God damn it, I wanted to be the Obi-Wan all night long. well, I already shared with you guys when I get off my lawn story about 2-3 shows ago with the roofers after Wilma.
Yep.
And then, yeah, so I don't have anything left.
Actually, what we wanted to talk about with you was this Wounded Warrior thing.
Oh, the Wonder Warrior thing. Since yeah, that was kind of stupid.
Yeah.
You know?
So.
Yeah. They backtracked the down of all that because the amount of bad publicity they got. And even, you know, Tom Gresham just, you know, posted the emails, didn't say anything one way or the other. But, you know, his comment was, you know, okay, kind of stupid, but.
Well,
you know,
let's backtrack just in case anybody missed the story. Tom Gresham, who does Gun Talk, right? Is it
Gun Talk? Yeah.
Apparently, he tried to get somebody from Wounded Warrior on to do an interview, and they refused. And the reason they refused is because they don't do interviews with, it's basically a whole list of stuff, including anything to do with firearms or alcohol.
Alcohol or sex.
Right. And yeah. Tom was, you know, what? You know, and proceeded to send them, you know, emails and stuff like that to get their official position. And that's apparently their official position at the time. I don't know. They backtracked since. But
they spoke with one lady. I don't know. I don't remember the name now. But she, you know, it's like, well, you know, we don't want to be associated with alcohol and firearms because, you know, there's so many veterans are coming back and committing suicide. And Tom Gresham answered back and said, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's not the gun. I mean, they have issues, you know, but it's not the gun that's is doing the suicides. And, you know, he gave the example of Japan, which, you know, they don't have any freaking guns, and they're, you know, they
right.
keep falling off like bad cockroaches. But, you know, but he posted it on his Facebook page, and the shit just took off like wildfire. And people are getting pissed because there are several shoots going on right now, which they were, you know, collecting money for. The money we collected was going to go to Wounded Warriors. And people were AR-15 and some other places that they had, you know, that's a lot of people coming to that for a match. And all the money were going to be donated. So, you know, it went downhill in a hurry. But eventually, 2 days later, they came out with sort of like a sorry, you guys didn't get us kind of excuse. And it's like, and somebody found a video, but this is the funny part. Like I said, remember, it's no alcohol, no guns, and no sex. And somebody starts posting on Facebook videos of a Wounded Warrior party at the Playboy Mansion.
Nice.
Okay, and I'm talking about the girls are not dressed, you know, the girls are not dressed, period. I mean, we're talking about it. Hey, you know, welcome to the party, boys, and, you know, the kind of stuff that weird goes, you know, poking his eye out on nipples kind of thing. And so, you know, they end up being looking like hypocrites. But so now I don't know what's going to happen. They backtracked. They gave a long bullshit explanation. Not bullshit. PR, which is pretty much the same thing. But I guess they realized that whoever gave them the advice of not accepting contributions from guns was totally wrong, and they never expected the backlash.
Well, I kind of characterized it as, you know, their response after a couple of days was, yeah, we want your money, but we don't want to be seen with you.
They came out with the that they want to give away the logo. They want to keep the tighter control of the logo.
Right. Yeah, they want our money, but they don't want to be seen with us.
Yeah, that's pretty much
that's
it,
what
but,
it is.
Know, but pretty much, you know, I think that they shot themselves really, really bad on the femoral artery.
Oh yeah.
Because I don't think there's going to be a whole lot amount of people that are going to give them money anymore. And I know that a lot of people already switched their shots that they had for HAVA, the Honoring Veterans Appeal, the Special Operations Wounded Warriors. They're totally different, and some other stuff, Soldiers Angels and whatnot. So I don't know. I mean, I feel bad because, you know, supposedly they have a good rating among charities, but God, I mean, stay the hell away from politics.
Yeah. Well, that's
the problem. What was years ago that Rush Limbaugh wanted to support some HIV charity, HIV, you know, kids that were infected by HIV, and there was the wife of the guy who played Starsky. She was she's mad liberal, and no, we're not gonna get fucking money from you guys, whatever, and you know, bullshit, you know, you're Rush Limbaugh, you're poison. So Rush Limbaugh, okay, you know, sure, you know, it's stupid, and the charity collapsed. That's the worst part of it, because, you know, and then Rush his charity is now I forget now the name, it's for Marines and law enforcement children for the schooling and leaving the friends or whatever, and that they make a bundle of money one day, and he matches the contribution, so you know. But it's dumb. Stay away from it, you know. Take them unless they're drug dealers and you know and killers and weird. Those you cannot take money from. It's understandable. But everybody else, you know, shut up. They're doing it with the best of intention. Even if it's politics that they're doing, you know, your job is to take care of your people, not to get involved in politics.
Yeah, if it's, you know, if it's a legal activity, then what's the damn problem?
Yeah, exactly. So that was, I thought it was sad. I thought it was sad, you know, I posted about, you know, I don't contribute to Make-A-Wish Foundation because there's this stance they developed in the 90s against hunting, against guns. But, you know, I will help if they ask me. I had one case like that. But, you know, it's stupid. Don't get involved in politics. Politics have a friend of mine told me this many years ago in the music business. He told me, if you're a musician or anything else, don't get involved in politics. You're a public figure. Politics have a expiration date. Okay? You are, you know, the rock figure that's, you know, having this great political thing, and 10 years later, nobody wants to touch you because now you're poison. And yep. It happened.
Well, wasn't the whole their whole justification for banning the gun thing was because so many veterans come back and they have issues with suicide, and they were trying to tie guns in with the suicide, and you know, veterans having trouble in that regard. But
the problem is not that they come in and suicide. The problem is the way the Veterans Administration is behaving soldiers and service people with, you know, with mental problems, okay? Because that was Emily Miller did a fantastic couple of articles on that one. And mm-hmm. The thing is, veterans are not looking for help because the moment you go and say, hey, you know, I may need help, you become a ward of the state. okay, you are not responsible for your money, for yourself. You have to ask permission to go to the bank, to the ATM, and get $20 to go get a McDonald's. Okay? They treat you like you were 6 years old. You just came back from a war. You have a weapon in your hand. You're responsible for other soldiers. And all this, I mean, for millions of dollars of equipment. And all of a sudden, you come back, ask for help, and you get treated like a fucking moronic four-year-old.
Well, you know, the government treats everybody like a moronic four-year-old. I mean, that's just standard operation.
That's the default setting.
There's a lot of service people coming back. It's like, well, if I'm going to, oh, and then you're cured. And it takes like up to a year to get off from that that yoke. Okay? And it's like, well, I don't want to go through that bullshit. I want to keep living on my life. You know, and they go seriously heavy-handed. One of the things that Emily Miller wrote about was one veteran that was having nightmares and whatnot. So, you know, he's looking for on all the paperwork they gave from veterans, and he dials the wrong number instead of calling for, you know, psychiatric help, whatever, you know, to make an appointment. He accidentally calls the suicide prevention line. And when he realizes the mistake, he's saying, I'm sorry, I'm just, you know, looking to make an appointment, whatever. He said, well, don't worry, you want to help us, whatever. She calls 911. They send a SWAT team to this guy's house.
Wow.
Okay, they taser the guy down, and they take him to the psychiatric ward of the veteran hospital. And the guy was just having nightmares and made one wrong call. Okay, so that kind of example, are you going to go ahead and call Veterans Hospital and say, you know, I may need to see a shrink? Fuck no.
Nope.
You know. Okay, rant off.
It was a good rant.
It was an excellent rant.
It was.
I got one favor, yeah, though.
What?
Can you say that?
Say
that
hello to
again?
My little friend.
No. Friend. The bug, no. The scurries under the refrigerator when you turn the light on. What is that?
Oh.
La cucaracha. The roach.
No. The way you said it before, you were like, cockroach. It sounded just like my grandfather.
The fucking cockroaches.
I'm not kidding. It's like, wow.
Okay, well, you got the Wookiee there, and you got the... What the fuck did I call the other idiot?
We got Brenda, we got Alan, we got...
You know,
believe, I
no,
think
you
he means me.
Your princess... Yeah. What the hell did we call you?
I'm Jake Gunwalker.
No, you got Han Solo. It was... I even forget the real character's name. God, I'm brain dead.
Lando Calrissian.
Yeah, Luke Bieber. No, Luke Bieber. Lukey Bieber.
Luke Bieber.
Obviously, don't know me very well, Miguel.
The guy with no hair.
Oh God, never mind, guys. Hey, listen, I'm off the phone, so somebody else can call.
All right.
Have fun.
Thanks for calling,
Nancy.
Miguel.
Nancy, I love you, Nancy. Bye.
Bye.
Yep. Yeah, you know, this whole issue of the women warriors not wanting to be connected to any sort of gun things. Do you think that's gonna affect them at all? Or
yeah.
I think
it
already
has. It's gonna affect them just by not going on Tom Gresham's show. I mean, that would have earned them some coin. I mean, he has some, you know. He's not a Bush League podcast like us. I mean, you know, he's there tied in with like the Gun Rights Radio Network and all of that. And, you know, us gunnies, I mean, you know, we got guys that have got like 5 or 6 ARs that they spent over $1,000 a piece. You don't think that they've got a few bucks to sling at the Wounded Warriors?
Right.
Actually, Wounded Warriors is a very common charity for, you know, anytime anybody has a shooting get together or anything like that.
Yeah.
A lot of times they'll you know, concurrently raise money for Wounded Warriors.
So just speak about that in the past tense, and there you got it.
Yep. And, you know, it's not like there aren't any other worthy charities that deal with veterans.
That's exactly it.
There's a bunch of them out there, and you really...
It doesn't matter how much they backtrack. I mean, they just is... it's not like this is a, you know, this is a monolith. There's a ton of great, I mean, there's, you know, Soldiers Angels, I suspect is going to be probably going to be the new, is going to be the, yeah, the new surrogate for that. They're a good group. They do work just as good as Soldiers Angels. The big difference is that they don't go for and say guns cause crime.
Right.
You know what is really interesting? What they said. And this is going back a bit, but I just had a little brain flash. But remember the Lucky Gunner blogger shoot that they had with the gun bunnies?
Yep.
You remember? Didn't all proceeds go to the Wounded Warriors?
I don't remember who they were.
That's an easy question, though.
I can almost be sure.
I mean, they've certainly been tied to a bunch of stuff. I mean, this is obviously, yeah, a recent PR hack, you know, hire.
Lucky Gunner blog shoot outside of Knoxville, Tennessee, correct?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, proceeds went to Wounded Warrior.
Proceeds went to Wounded Warrior.
Yep.
They were happy to take the money. Yep. Did their position change at some point about
No,
guns,
that's what or? I said. They've actually said in their non-answer that they were quite happy to take the money. They just didn't want to be seen with us. They didn't want their logo used in any kind of official capacity or any, you know, official representation or anything like that, but they were perfectly happy to take the money.
I see. Right.
You can pay for us to go to the prom, but don't stand near us.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yep. Okay. Yep. Well.
Which I don't understand, because it seems to me that, you know, this isn't, you know, cute and fuzzy bunny nurseries where the vast majority of your potential clientele might not be gun people.
Right.
I would say the Wounded Warrior Project is probably going to attract more of the pro-Second Amendment side than the anti. So it seemed to me that they would want to be affiliated with people like Tom Gresham and, you know. And
oh, yeah.
You would think. You would think.
I mean, don't leave the politics out of it. Just add on to the fact that just, gun people are disproportionately members of the armed services and disproportionately the type of people that donate to charities and have lots of disposable income.
Yep.
They're, gainfully employed people. And so it's one of those, I mean, just, even if they were a bunch of kooky liberals, they're still the type of people that are going to do you good. And they're not the type of people you want to fuck with.
And we have long memories.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's a big decision.
Make sure I have a good fart brewing every time I go by their booth.
Yeah. The thing about HS Precision, though, is they don't give a shit.
No. Of course they don't.
But with these people, I mean, they may turn around and say, oh, we've got it better. But like I said, there are still people that don't buy from Smith & Wesson or don't buy from Ruger because of bullshit stuff done by Smith & Wesson's former, I'll state former, because I'm a huge Smith & Wesson fanboy. But but again, I don't blame them. It's one of those, hey, if there's other guns that you like, you know, it's one of those.
Right.
If you're looking at a Smith & Wesson MP or a Springfield XD, hey. Guess what? Guess which one didn't bargain with the Clinton administration for an assault weapons ban?
Yep. Yeah, I didn't buy anything Smith & Wesson. But, you know, once they got bought by the new owners and the new owners were like, you know, fuck that shit, you know.
And they were openly fuck that shit. And actually, to be fair to Ruger, I would say Ruger would probably take exactly the same posture except for them to say fuck that shit, they'd be trampling on Bill Ruger's grave, which I actually fully respect.
They kind of have backhandedly said fuck that shit about Bill Ruger, because now all of a sudden they're advertising 30-round magazines and, you know, all kinds of shit that Bill would have never approved
much,
of.
They pretty much said, we are totally cool. We totally think Bill Ruger was full of shit. Because guess what? We're selling ass loads of micro pistols and ass loads of big goddamn magazines with our logo stamped right onto it. And they've even got like a new like free shipping deal for if you're buying your high.
Well, you know, it's economics. You know, incentives matter. And you know, it doesn't take, you know, these, you know, businesses are, you know, the guys running these things are for the most part not stupid. And when they see what happens, you know, when, you know, something like this happens and, you know, they go, oh, well, let's not do that. So maybe, you know, maybe everyone else will treat it as a learning experience.
I mean, hasn't Wounded Warrior, they've done shoots and stuff and for veterans, haven't they?
I think people have done shoots for veterans. I don't know that Wounded Warrior has actually sponsored anything.
Though I do think I remember that Wounded Warrior has been doing stuff like taking people hunting.
Hunting. Okay. Well,
I'm pretty sure that's true. But again, that's I don't know. I haven't really been following them too closely.
Yeah,
it's just strange.
Up until this, it's just one of those things that you know. It's you know, I've been involved with a bunch of shoots where there was you know there were raffles thrown in where you know half the it was like a 50-50 sort of situation where there's you know a dozen people and then you know the other half went to Wounded Warriors and. And that's all well and good, except for now I don't want that shit ever to happen again. Because guess what? There's plenty of good charities that haven't said stupid shit. So you know what? I don't care if they meant it or not.
Yeah. We'll just have to, you know, adjust. You know, because I know that the Wounded Warrior Project has been big among the gun bloggers and, you know, that sort of thing. And we'll just have to find. I know that there's what Soldiers Angels, I think, is another one.
Yep.
And I don't know the names of the others, but yeah, there's lots of organizations that help vets coming back. So,
yep,
I think Wounded Warriors has just had the benefit of being kind of one of the bigger ones that everybody knows their name. So maybe we can help out a smaller charity and spread their name around and they'll get the benefit out of it. So
we'll get them big enough so they can shove us in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that cynical?
Speaking of, our other topic was predictions for Barack Obama's second term. And, you know, it was like not even 24 hours after he was reelected where he was already making deals with the UN about the small arms treaty.
Yep. Less than 24 hours.
Less than 24 hours, which, you know, come on. So, yeah, so less than 24 hours, he's making a deal with the UN about the small arms treaty. And he said to MTV, of all places, that in his second term, he's not going to be pushing for gay marriage in his second term. So thanks for your vote, gay people, but, you know.
Yeah, screw you.
We're done with you now.
That's okay. They're still gonna fawn for him. It's one of those things of the. Course. In the 2008 campaign, he gave as much lip service as he could to the gays, and then as soon as he became president, he just completely dropped anchor and just said, I'm not gonna really let any of this happen. If it happens, it happens. I'm not really going to get in the way of it, but all that. And just the fact that he didn't openly get in the way with it, he's being called by a whole bunch of, left-wing gay activists as being pro-gay.
Yeah. Another thing that happened in his second term, that food stamp benefits are being reduced in Ohio. Thanks for your vote, Ohio, suckers.
Thanks to those electoral votes. Now, fuck you.
I still think my prediction is going to be after his inauguration, he's going to do a couple of, you know, victory laps around Chicago and a few other places, And then as soon as that all dies down, by February 1st, he's not going to be in the country.
He's going to go back to Kenya.
No, I'm not, he's not going to go back to Kenya because Kenya doesn't have, you know, sandy beaches and beautiful hotel resorts. This is a man whose idea of roughing it is a place that doesn't have room service.
Oh shit! He wouldn't be seen in a place that didn't have room service.
Yeah,
are you kidding?
But no, but I think I mean he's already shown. I mean you know people gave George Bush a hard time for going to his Crawford Ranch and going to Camp David and all that stuff. I think that but meanwhile Obama was doing all he could to get himself to nice exotic locations and find various dignitaries that he could bow to and give speeches about what a shitbag America was. I think that's his big thing, and he had to minimize it so he could get reelected. Now that he's been reelected, fuck that. He's not gonna do that. He's gonna be going to places that are sandy and sunny and filled with adoring crowds that are going to fillet him, because goodness
knows. He could have done that if he had not gotten reelected. I mean, he could have all day, every day played golf and not have to worry about all the bullshit of running a country.
Yep.
But I think the big issue with him though is I think he would have been perfectly happy with losing the election, except for the fact that he'd have to admit that he lost the election.
Yeah. And he'd have 4 more years with Michelle.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta say, I have not heard, with the exception of the various things of that he's a gay crack smoker, which, yeah, as Alan's laughter is sure, is one of those, I'm not giving that too much that credence. I gotta say, for all that cult of personality, I am amazed that there haven't been any rumors of extramarital affairs, because you got to imagine that just like Bill Clinton, if this guy wanted a little statutory raping in the Oval Office, he could have and he hasn't. So I got to say that's something I don't think I can predict. I think if he wanted to get a little strange on the side, he could.
Two words. Reggie Love. Look it up. Just saying.
Yeah. What? I think that's his
Reggie Love.
Yeah, Reggie Love's supposed to be his big time lover.
Oh, is that the guy that said he was smoking crack with him?
No, he was smoking his crack.
Yeah.
His body man.
Yeah, his body man.
Who quit his position as the body man because these pictures came out from his college years, where he was passed out drunk and some guy was teabagging him. I'm not kidding. Look it up.
Nice. Yeah.
I still never got those pictures back from college.
Hey, We have a caller.
Weird. Do you have pictures of you with penis written on your forehead?
This is a caller from area code 312.
312.
Hello.
Hey.
Greetings, caller.
Hey. It's Matt from Chicago.
Hey, Matt from Chicago.
Yeah, I know. Chicago, whatever. But, hey, it's the first time I haven't been, doing something else when you guys were on the air. So.
Cool. We're happy you called. I am, anyway.
Yeah. I just wanted to say I'm kind of pulling for Weird Beard's theory on, the whole second term thing. I remember when, him and Michelle went off to, India or something, a few months back, and there were all these, headlines in the right-wing media about oh my God, it's costing, $8 million a day or some such shit for, how much it's costing to support him on his state trip to India or whatever. And I was like, well, if it's costing $8 million a day, how much would it cost to just not bring him back?
And just leave him there.
For taking up
Is
a
that
collection.
An option?
Well, we have to correlate that with how badly he's running up the debt. If it's less than $8 million a day, leave them there. Here you go.
Oh, yeah, it's way less than $8 million a day. Or, I mean, it's more than way more.
I was just going to say, think about it. Although, you know, who'd be in charge?
Joe Biden. Yeah, it's billions a day.
That's the whole thing. Joe Biden, you know. Oh, we should impeach Obama. Why? You want president plugs? You want to put that drooling retard, apologies to retarded people, mind you. You want to put Joe freaking Biden with a nuclear football? He'd probably kick it. Ooh, the football.
You know, that is the silver lining for Barack Obama getting reelected for me is 4 more years of Joe Biden. The guy is great for comic relief. He's terrific. I was actually kind of like sad thinking, oh man, they're going to lose and no more Joe Biden stories. That's going to suck.
Go ahead.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
No, I would miss Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Joe Biden and
he is funny.
And what's his face? Leg tingles. What the hell's his name?
Chris Matthews.
Chris Matthews absolutely creaming his shorts every time Obama has a solid BM.
That was good.
I mean, just God.
Yeah, Joe Biden's as big a gift to our side as Quail was to the Democrats.
Yeah, that was I gotta say one of the few good lines that Romney had, which Romney said at one of his one of these like goofy roasty, you know, press dinners, saying, you know, he said every time Joe Biden goes out to speak, he says I've gotta go in and cut that video where it's got me at the end saying I'm Mitt Romney and I support this message.
You know, the thing that just baffled me was during the campaign, they're just like, oh, we're just going to let Joe go be Joe. Really? You think that's a great option? And that's when I kind of started like, hey, wait a minute. Yeah. Maybe something's up with voter fraud. They're not really worried about Joe Biden going out being Joe, you know.
Yeah, who cares?
And turns out you have people like 140% of the voters voted in certain cities.
Or those precincts where, you know, it was 100% for 100% turnout, 100% for Obama, and zero votes for Romney.
Yeah. And when Saddam Hussein was reelected with 99% of the vote, we all bought that, right?
Yeah.
Funny, you know, the media works. Reported that with exactly the same skepticism as Obama, right?
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, I mean, again, if Romney had been a particularly good candidate, it wouldn't have been a question. But by the same token, you have to wonder.
I've been watching the post-election, you know, sites, and everybody's like, what did Romney do wrong and blah blah blah. And you know what, I think Romney, he ran a good campaign, I thought.
Yes.
And I thought he ran a smart campaign, and his ads were terrific, and I thought his message was terrific. You know, we need to start being fiscally responsible. And but I think the political landscape has changed so much and the electorate has changed so much that people don't want that anymore. I think we've reached a tipping point where people want the free stuff and they don't give a fuck where it comes from.
Yeah.
The only way Mitt Romney could have won is if he was giving away more free stuff than Barack Obama.
Well, you also have to look at the demographics, and you have to look at where these people live, because they're, you know, you look at the county by county vote map, and it's huge swaths of red, you know, with islands of blue. The problem is that every one of these population centers is filled with people who get massive handouts and subsidies from the government. And you know, it's much easier. The Democrats have a very strong get out the vote thing. They've done it 2 presidential elections in a row now, where they've done, you know, it's a combination of here's all this free stuff. You like free stuff, right? And, there, and if you vote for me, yes.
Am I still there?
Yeah, you're still there.
Who? Who's that?
That's well, weird.
Who are you? What are you doing in my kitchen?
Paul is still that, on though. The line too.
And if you, if you promise people more free stuff and then convince them to get out and vote, it's much easier to run a get out the vote campaign in these isolated giant cities than it is to run a get out the vote campaign in the whole rest of the fucking country.
True.
Here's the thing.
I still think it boils down to
if the whole demographic is changing and if everybody's, you know, if more and more people are motivated by, you know, oh my God, free stuff from the government, why were there fewer people voting for Obama this time than last time? I mean, you know, yeah, he won. Mm-hmm. Big deal. But if Romney had gotten as many people voting for him as McCain did in 2008, he would have won.
Yep.
Or at least we'd be watching people suing each other right now.
That's right. Well, the voter turnout was down across the board. I think people are sick of the political process in a certain way and kind of have this, well, Obama kind of failed and who am I going to vote for now? And I don't want to vote for the lesser two evils. I'm just staying home. I think voter turnout was down across the board.
If we were seeing all those people voting for more free stuff, we'd have seen, you know, millions and millions and millions of people. Obama would have won, you know, 70-80%. We didn't see that.
Well, he won everywhere.
Know, if it was just the Republicans who were disgusted, we would have seen very different numbers, but we didn't.
Well, the Democrats are disgusted too. Because he's not doing I mean, a lot of the hardcore lefties stayed out of the didn't vote either because he's not doing, you know,
he's not being liberal enough.
Yeah. He's not closing Gitmo. He's not bringing, you know, he's not bringing a international socialist workers paradise, you know, right now, which is what they want. You know, a lot of them are pissed off about Obamacare. You know, not because it went too far, because it didn't go far enough. You know, it still has insurance companies and stuff like that. They wanted single government payer, you know, national health insurance, and are damn pissed off that that's not what they got. So, I think it looks like
they're going to get it in a few years anyway.
Well, that's
going to get a good
yeah, they're
going to
get it all right.
That's the back door. I mean, the insurance companies are going to, you know, they're going to.
Yep.
It's going to be a huge clusterfuck. Yeah, and you know, I'm sorry. I'm increasingly in the, you know, let it burn camp because I don't. You know, I'm at the point now where, you know, I don't. This is, it, you know, the Congress isn't going to do shit. Obama's certainly not going to do anything. You know, we're looking at this fiscal cliff. I think what's going to happen is they're going to dick around and they're going to go and it's going to, you know, they're going to cut taxes and cut, or they're going to increase taxes and cut spending. And the Democrats are going to go, I don't know, what's the problem? You know, cause spending cuts, as you know, spending cuts never really happen.
Right.
So, you know, they can, it's all funny, you know, funny cuts. Oh yes, we'll cut this and then we'll increase it over here. And they don't have a budget anyway, so they can do whatever the fuck they want. How can you cut something when you don't have a budget? You know, how do you even know what to cut? It's crazy.
You know what I thought was really interesting this election, where all the polls right up until the day before the election were really kind of tilting Romney. Rasmussen was saying Romney, and you know, all Gallup was giving Romney, it was like 50-50. And the polling was interesting to me because I think polling has changed. How do they do polling?
They call people.
Now, the amount of people who have landlines and actually answer their landlines has dropped significantly.
Yep.
And I think that they weren't polling younger voters enough to give an accurate number as far as, you know, how things would fall out, because younger voters tend to have cell phones. And, you know, what do you do when you see a number on your cell phone you don't recognize? You go, oh, click. Yep. You don't answer it. So I think that the polling was skewed in that way because they weren't polling everybody. I think they were just polling, like, older people who answer their phones.
I think I read somewhere that they said that they have to call something like 9 different times. It's like a 9-to-1. They have to call 9 different numbers for everyone that'll actually talk to them.
Yeah.
And that's just to get a few hundred responses, you know.
Yeah, the rest of them, and how many of those actually say, "Get the fuck off my lawn"?
Right. So if they want a random sample of 1,000 people, they got to call like 10,000, which you know, that's got to suck.
That's also when you look at that, when you look at the fact that they're calling 10,000 but not getting any data, that's still an end value.
Of course it is. Yep. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to let you guys get on to, you know, somebody else, but it's been fun, and, you know, maybe we'll do this again.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Well, yeah, thanks a lot. Call again.
Yep, bye.
Right,
bye. So I think the big issue to say about this, too, also, is that while there's a lot of lefties that are totally fucking disgusted by Obama, and, I mean, I've got some serious hardcore lefties in my family. And even they can't, you know, even they can't admit that, you know, oh yeah, I'm really pleased with Obama. You know, it's one of those, you know, you're either displeased with Obama or you're not paying attention. And but still the big thing is, though, for the people that aren't paying attention, a lot of those people are voting. I mean, somebody at work today told me that Obama is the best president ever. And just gave some fucking, you know, because he gave some sort of bullshit statement that was just fucking, you know, lip service. It's one of those, oh, congratulations, you know, he sang happy birthday to you. Good, you know, that makes him a good president.
Well, you know, these are people, and I keep saying it. Society has been set up since, I don't know, the 30s, the 1960s. 40s, the 50s.
1960 was when the Frankfurt School started their inroads into the education system.
And that kind of goes along with, for the society to be set up for people to be stupid and helpless and to think that government can solve their problems.
I put it back to the Public Works Administration, but that's just me.
Yeah, well, you know, that was
the schools are set up. They don't teach history. They don't teach politics. They don't teach Jesus Christ. They don't fucking teach anything. They don't teach spelling anymore.
Nope.
And, you know, school and then the media, people get all their information from TV.
Yep.
Really?
Actually, they get all their news from the comedy show.
Yeah, they get it from what the John, what's his face?
The Daily Show. John Stewart. Yeah.
And whatever some actor says in some magazine that they read.
And it's like, it's the long march through the institutions, and here we are. Really.
But that's the crux of what I'm getting at, too, is that there are scant few people who actually voted for Romney. I don't know anybody who said,
I did.
Oh, yeah, Romney's a fantastic president. There's a lot of people that said Romney would be a better president than Obama.
Yep. That's not the same.
That's damning with faint praise. And when you have and meanwhile, I mean, specifically, you know, the 2008 election is you had a whole bunch of people that were terrified of Obama and voted against him. But the people that voted for Obama weren't terrified about John McCain. No, they really liked Obama. And when you have that sort of a dichotomy,
right,
that's always going to spell problems for the side that doesn't have any true backers, and that's the big deal. Is that the GOP wants to nominate? We're super big on, you know, we're super big on resumes over any sort of you know someone's got to have a good resume, but they don't have to be necessarily a good candidate. And that was Romney versus Obama has got fucking nothing in his resume, but boy, does he make some good speeches and boy, does he put a shine, you know, nice shine on the old earth.
I don't know that he really makes that great of a speech. I mean,
he has the media behind him.
That's
he has the media editing his speech, and people cannot tear themselves away from television and think for themselves. That's the problem.
That's what it is. The media is behind, Obama, and they're in love with him, and they're supporting him and running his, you know, interference for him and not reporting on squat. How, I mean, it's what, it's 5 years in now since the, since Obama, the candidate Obama first showed up, and we still don't have any, you know, medical records or school records or anything. And,
we knew that Mitt Romney gave some kid a haircut in high school.
Right.
Yeah. We still don't have proof that Mitt Romney attended that Barack Obama attended Occidental College.
Right.
But we knew that Mitt Romney gave some kid a haircut in high school.
Exactly. It's just, it's crazy.
And that's, but, and that's, and that, and that's a big issue we've got against is meanwhile, I mean, it's, yeah, there's the mainstream media, which is predominantly liberal, but you know, it's also, this is the 21st century. Is it, we don't just have that. We've got the blogs. We've got
Glenn Beck
and all that.
No.
None of those people
You have that, and you have the intellectual curiosity to go seek that out. But yeah, let me tell you that most people don't.
I get you on that, Brita. But what I'm trying to say is that the stuff that I have doesn't say Romney's fucking awesome and his shit smells like warm apple pie. No,
right.
we've got stuff that says, yeah, Romney's anti-gun. Yeah, Romney's big government. But you know what? He's better than Obama. Vote against Obama. And again, that's whenever you have that, you're fucked.
Yep. You can't win an election. It's very difficult to win an election voting against the other guy, especially when he's the incumbent.
Yeah, because in the end, you've got the guy that's
That's exactly, you know, the Democrats had the exact same problem when Bush what was it, 94?
Oh, I'm,
2000,
I'm,
no, I'm sorry, 2004 I'm, election.
I'm gonna, yeah, 2004.
They ran Lurch, and the best thing they could say about him was he wasn't Bush.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly it. As I said in my post-election blog post, is people and I've heard a ton of people compare Mitt Romney to Bob Dole, and he's not.
No,
Mitt Romney was not Bob Dole. Mitt Romney was the John Kerry of the Republicans. That Bush was
rich New England liberal guy. I mean,
Bush was horribly unpopular. Yeah. Bush was, you know, he was not a great president. But the Democrats countered that by running the dumbest son of a bitch on the planet.
Yep.
And guess what? When you do that, you lose, and you lose big.
And honestly, John Kerry's about the least inspiring freaking person to run for president ever.
Oh yeah, no, that was no hyperbole by saying he's the dumbest man on the planet.
God.
Hey,
you know what it is?
That could be your next Secretary of Defense.
The first debate between Romney and Obama.
No,
the one where Obama didn't show up.
Obama was like checked out, man. He didn't care.
Nope,
he wasn't inspiring.
He obviously didn't need to be.
To be fair, he
seems the dumbest man on the planet. And he seems inept, and he seems uninspiring. But he has a really good PR team, which includes the entirety of the mainstream media.
You're a racist.
Yes, I am.
Let's not forget that.
Barack Obama is Chauncey Gardner.
He totally is. Totally.
Though, to be fair, Brita, Barack Obama did, before that debate, did just blow a spleef and then order an ATF raid on a marijuana dispensary in California.
He must have.
And threw a California filmmaker in jail.
Yeah, it's like ATF, I'm out of pot. Go raid a California.
go raid a dispensary, confiscate all the pot.
And bring it back.
Bring it to me.
Yeah.
And bring me some Cheetos while you're there.
Bring it back to the White House. We'll dispose of it.
Yeah.
Daddy wants some fucking Funyuns.
And stop and shoot a dog and steal his doggy treats for Joe Biden, would you?
By the way, has anyone ever eaten a bag of Funyuns not under the influence of marijuana?
Yes.
Because I bought a bag once way back in the day. And they're disgusting, man.
I love them.
Actually, they're pretty good. I put Funyuns are the onion ring equivalent of shit.
Of shit, exactly.
No, they're the potato chip equivalent of Pringles. I mean, they're the onion ring equivalent of Pringles because they're like
Funyuns are to onion rings what Pringles are to potato chips.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to get out.
Alan is high off his ass.
But you know they're the same kind of thing because the Funyuns are all they're all processed and formed and exactly right the same and all that kind of stuff and I got to tell you I like them both. I am a huge Pringles are like my they're like crack to me. I start eating Pringles and then the whole can's gone. I'm like fuck.
And you got orange fingers. I ate
all the damn Pringles again.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Alan. Pringles suck. The only thing I like Pringles for is when I go hiking because you can throw a tin of Pringles in your backpack and they won't turn to powder by the time you get to the top of the mountain.
This is true.
Because everybody needs Pringles.
Dude, that's
some potato chips at the summit of a mountain. God damn it, you need those.
Yeah, those are good.
The salt, yeah.
Nice carbs and salt and
I can't do it, Alan. I can't do the sigh like you can.
No. Nobody can do the Alan sigh like Alan.
Well, obviously the key ingredient missing in that, Jay, is marijuana.
Hey.
Hey, don't worry, Alan. I think it should be legal.
Hey, I think it should be legal, too. But
there is simply no reason why it should be illegal.
It's
none.
Well, there's a big reason. That's because there's a huge, there's a shitload of people that make a shitload of money off it being illegal, including the government. So,
yeah. I still think they'd make more money taxing it.
Yes, but it would be different people making the money. It's not, you got to remember, these are, you're talking about individual people who make their living off of the war on drugs versus, some excise tax that goes into the treasury and nobody ever sees it. I mean, there's that
added thing of the police using it to expand their powers.
There's no asset
forfeiture if it's legal.
Yep.
You can't always think forfeiture if it's a legal product.
That's exactly right.
The other thing too is when you think about it, if pot were legal, they would have to wage the same war against it like they do for cigarettes, where it would suddenly become uncool and they'd raise the taxes through the fucking roof and everybody would stop smoking it.
Yeah, right.
And then the states be going, fuck, what are we going to do to make up that revenue? That's my favorite thing. I know. Let's raise cigarette taxes. Let's make the tax on a pack of cigarettes $9 billion fucking dollars. Even though the people that smoke are generally the 99%, to use their words, you're only screwing the poor people.
Oh, the government's always screwed the poor people. Are you kidding me? That's their favorite screw target.
And on top of it is that instead of dying of emphysema or lung cancer, fairly young and fairly quickly, these people are dying of like heart disease and dementia and things like that in their old age because the cigarettes aren't killing them off.
They're not dying quickly.
Yeah, it's the same idea as helmet laws. Oh, we need to have helmet laws because these people getting traumatic brain injuries is such a problem. Well, the big problem is that people are still getting traumatic brain injuries because falling off a motorcycle ain't fucking, beanbag.
Yeah, exactly.
And now instead of a whole bunch of people fucking dying because they're splattered all over the road, now they're vegetables and we have to pay their insurance.
Yet again, follow the money.
Yep.
See who gets paid.
Unintended.
Wish it was me.
Yeah. Well.
That's only if they're cutting off mouse balls.
I got a humongous firearms wish list, and I could stand to get it completed sooner.
Yeah.
So I can stop.
You're not one of those demographics that's on the receiving end. You're a payer, weird, not a receiver.
I know.
He's also not Mexican. He's not a cartel member. Yeah.
Who says I can't be Obi-Wan Kenobi? Yeah.
Weirdio.
You can't.
That's
Sorry.
It.
What happened to Nessus?
Come on, Hussein.
Nope. Not feeling it.
Oh, come on. I'll put a chain steering wheel on my Ford Edge.
It's the main accent. It just kills
it. Main accent. Yeah.
What I'm your homie.
Oh, yes. Come on.
All right, guys. Five minutes left. So.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add?
Closing thoughts. Next week is
Thanksgiving.
Are we going to have a show?
No.
On Thursday?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're not going to because I'm not going to be around.
Okay.
I'm going to be eating pie.
I intend to be in a food coma.
So, okay, I'm not going to say it.
Thank you.
Not saying I'm not thinking it, but I'm not going to say it.
Alan, okay. You're thinking it loud enough for the rest of us to hear it.
Yeah, all right. So we're taking Thursday off. It's Thanksgiving. Everybody go eat turkey and have fun with your
Alan, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
My daughter will be here.
Oh,
and
cool.
We're going to do something Thanksgiving-y and foodish.
Are you going to make a turducken with bacon covering it?
I'm not going to do that.
Turducken.
Are you going to be snart and buy bargain bin Full Metal Jacket 223 and go shoot a pig?
No.
Wow.
No, I'm not. I am going to get some sort of turkey thing and some sort of ham thing and make food.
Oh, by the way, the day after Thanksgiving or the week after Thanksgiving, going through because all the people buy the small families buy just the turkey breast, which is the shittiest part of the turkey. You can get all the turkey hindquarters.
Turkey butt?
Turkey butt.
I throw those some bitches into the slow cooker. Them are tasty.
I have the word of the day. And this and this goes along with turkey and Thanksgiving coming up. And I will leave it all to you to look it up because we have like 4 minutes left and Brita's tired. And but the word of the day is spatchcocking.
That just sounds dirty.
Spatchcocking.
I'm going to beat off to it just in case.
Okay. Well, you enjoy it. We'll be smoking our turkey, brining and smoking the turkey.
Woo-hoo. Al will be smoking his turkey too. I'm just saying.
I don't even want to know what that means.
I don't know what it means either. And
all I got to say is the stuffing's going to be Funyuns.
No.
I don't even want to think about Alan's stuffing. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Deploy the duct tape.
Happy spatchcocking, everyone.
Yeah, everybody have a good Thanksgiving.
Hold on, Brita. You have to spell that for me first.
I don't want to hear
it. S-P-A-T-C-H-C-O-C-K. Spatchcock.
I don't want to hear anybody having a here hold my beer moment and dying.
And if
so.
You're deep frying your turkey, do it outside, well away from the house.
That's right.
And no, don't do it over a pile of dead leaves. Just
don't
saying.
In fact, just don't.
That's the worst idea. The worst idea in the history of bad ideas.
Oh, wow. All right. A spatchcock, otherwise known as spattlecock. Is poultry a game that has been prepared for roasting or grilling by removing the backbone and sternum of the bird, flattening it out. By the way, don't say fucking sternum when talking about a bird. It's the keel bone in a bird. The bird is flattening it out before cooking. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Batchcocking.
Ooh.
It's supposed to let the dark meat cook first and save the
Everything cooks evenly and it's delicious and all the skin gets crispy, like all of it.
Oh yeah,
which
we all know that's
the most important part, right?
It's also known as butterflying. We all know this.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah. If there's no bones, it's butterflying.
Yep.
That does not sound as good.
No. Spatchcocking.
Nah.
It sounds better.
It doesn't have the panache of spatchcock.
It doesn't have the cock.
I'm
going to fucking spatch my cock right all over it.
You're going to butterfly that thing out weird?
I'm going to butterfly my fucking cock. The butterflying cock, that was a vicious serpent.
Okay. And on that note, we'll say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
What the fuck, dude? What's going on, guy?
All right.
Alan's right there banning the green killer.
Good night. I stopped the broadcast.
Oh, thank God.
You fucker.